Good morning. The Gemara in Masechet Berachot on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bet has the following statement. Says, Ve'amar b'chiya baraba, amar b'yohanan, al yitpalel adam. It's ideal that a person not pray, ela, except for, meaning a person should pray, bebayit sheyesh sham halonot, in a home, and interpreted in turn by many as any place where there are windows. Shene Imar cites a pasuk from Sefer Daniel, ve'chavin petihan le ba beilite neged Yerushalem. The pasuk seems to describe how there was openings in the direction to and focused on Yerushalayim. That's the statement here in the Gemara. What's the purpose? What's the reason to have windows in the place where you're praying? It says Rashi here, halonot shegormim lo sheyechaven libo shehu mistakel klape shamayim. It says that a person in turn raises their eyes, looks upward, thinks about Borei Olam, their heart, their mind is humbled, and their kavana is enhanced. Maran Rabbi Yosef Karo and Siman Sadihe brings from Mahari Abu Hab, who questions these words of Rashi. I thought as we're praying, he records from the Gemara there in Siman Sadihe, our eyes are supposed to be focused downward, not upward. He answers Maran from Mahari Abu Hab that there's a difference between a general perspective and focus and just what's called Derech Ha'avara. If as I'm praying, I happen to raise my eyes, it's hard to glue my eyes downward in that respect throughout. Well, where, when I glance upward, maybe for a moment or a split second or so, where am I looking? At the very least, there should be a window that I'm able to see through the sky. It doesn't mean that that's my primary focus, but it means it might arise. Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, in his commentary to Tur here in Siman Tzadi, again in Siman Tzadi He, suggests otherwise. He says that the halakha that you're supposed to be looking downward is specifically during the time of the Amidah. What about in the rest of the prayer? There's not per se a specific focus downward. You can look upward during the rest of the prayer, and as a result, the mention here in the Gemara and the understanding of Rashi is not out of line with our general halakha, because it's prior to the Amidah you'll become inspired by looking upward. There are, however, other interpretations to why these windows should be in a Beit Knesset or in a Bayit, Shebo Mitpalelim, a place where you're praying. Harambam mentions in Hilchot Tefillah that the reason Perekei Halacha Vav Tzarich Liftoach Petachim O Halonot Keneged Yerushalayim Kedei Lehitpalel Kenegdam. As the pasuk in Sefer Daniel seem to describe, it's specifically because it's in the direction of Yerushalayim. It, so to speak, gives you the proper intention, not per se just of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but more specifically, the direction of the Mikdash, the direction of Yerushalayim. Lastly, Rabbeinu Yonah, in the commentary that his students have at the end of Masechet Berachot here in Daf Kaf Daled Amud Bet in Daf Peh Harif, suggests, Efshar Lomar, it's possible, Shehata'am hu mipnei, She'al yedei ri'iyat ha'or, Tityashev da'ato yoter, V'yuchal lechaven kara'ui. It says, maybe through just having light, there's a different girsa, maybe through having avir, air. Of course, the nafka mina would be whether the windows need to be open or not. Well, anyway, he says maybe just with the light which comes through the window, that opens your mind, it opens your soul, having proper lighting during the time of prayer, during the time of contemplation, of focus, really can only aid and help you in that endeavor. In short, Shulchan Aruch, ultimately speaking here in Siman Tzadi, in Sa'if Dalid, writes the following, basing himself on the Gemara and the Poskim we just mentioned, Tzarich Liftoach Petachim Halonot Keneged Yerushalayim. So that's significant. Maran in Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of Harambam, not so much Rashi nor Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Rashi, it's just about having windows through which you could see the heavens, through which you could see the sky. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's just about having light. It's a specific mention in Shulchan Aruch, basing himself on Harambam, that the windows should be in the direction of Yerushalayim, kedei lehitpalel kenegdan, so that your prayer is in that direction. V'tob, and he concludes, and we'll perhaps address this tomorrow, sheyehyu bevet ha-keneset shenem asar halonot. He has a reference, and we'll talk about the sourcing and reasoning for that tomorrow, that there should be 12 windows in the knis. I'll just conclude by saying, are we in trouble when we pray in a basement? On the one hand, we talked about Mimama Akim, we're in the depths as we pray, almost an ideal nature. On the other hand, we don't have many windows. Well, ideally, we can, as I mentioned at the onset, this is an ideal statement, sarich. Liftoach. It's not hayav, it's not an absolute obligation. If you're able, if you're capable of having windows in the room, and we do have some windows, they might not be in the direction of Yerushalayim in the knis, but it's ideal. In fact, the Lashon of the Gemara as well, it was al yitpalel adam ela. It's not that it's asur, it's not that it's an obligation, it's that it's ideal, it's better not to. Again, if our reasoning and rationale is because I can look upward and become inspired, if you have an awesome and internally generating inspiration and kavana synagogue, as perhaps we do, well, maybe you've fulfilled that, although maybe you want windows for the natural inspiration. If it's about the light, as Rabbeinu Yonah mentions, well, maybe you do have that if you've properly lit the room. No comment on whether we've done that one properly or not. Maybe specifically dim lit can aid in terms of kavana as well. In short, however, the ideal, if a person's looking to pray, if a person's looking to build a place for prayer, the ideal way to do so, based on the Gemara and the words of Shulchan Aruch, is by having windows in that room, and most specifically, ideally having the windows in the direction of Yerushalayim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.